I sucked at being vulnerable in relationships until I learned these three things. And no, it's not journaling or trauma dumping or texting good morning first. The first thing I did is I stopped outsourcing safety. For years, I thought vulnerability meant waiting for my partner to prove that I was safe, but that's wrong. Vulnerability is impossible if your nervous system isn't constantly in a fight, flight, stress state all the time. So I learned how to regulate myself before the date or before the tough conversation. For me, this looked like parts work and breath work and meditation. Sometimes it was literally just putting a hand over my chest and saying, dude, we're okay. We're older now. We're safe. It's going to be all right. All right. Second thing I did is I started to dialogue with my parts from an IFS perspective instead of shaming them. The part of me that thought that they would leave if I was vulnerable or that love was conditional. Or the one that thinks that having needs gets you left. I stopped trying to get rid of them and I started listening to them. And I just asked them, what are you afraid would happen if we were vulnerable? Just opening that dialogue softened back these protective mechanisms and allowed space for my real self to come out, my calm, courageous, confident self to be vulnerable. And number three, I redefined vulnerability as responsiveness, not oversharing. Vulnerability isn't trauma dumping on date three. It's simply sharing openly as it happens, real time. That felt good. That stung a little bit. These micro moments of safety are way better than just unloading your entire childhood trauma history on someone. I promise you, if you try even one of these, you will notice your relationship shift. Vulnerability isn't about being less strong. It's about being more present. Which one are you going to try first? Drop it below.